And once he got in office, associated himself with the old guard conservative Republican movement and was not pushing any of these other sort of progressive agenda elements that Roosevelt so clearly wanted. So Roosevelt had been in Europe. He comes back and he's determined to get the party control of the Republican Party again. There are some primaries now. That's something that came in with the progressives. Roosevelt did extremely well, but Taft controlled the party machinery. Taft was nominated, and Roosevelt rebels. And then you get what I think is the most interesting election in U.S., or at least one of the most interesting elections in U.S. history, the election of 1912, where you have the Progressive Party, Bull Moose Party, as it's called, a famous story of Roosevelt saying he was as fit as a bull moose. This was the campaign where Roosevelt was shot right before he gave a speech, and the bullet went through his paper, his speech, and lodged in his very massive pectoral muscle. He pulls the speech out, covered with blood, and reads it, spends an hour and a half or so on the hustings, and proved to the world that, yes, he's as tough as a bull moose. He knew he wasn't going to win with the Republicans party being split, but he wanted to send the election into the House of Representatives and see what would happen there.